Preventing police misconduct, the rights of citizens, and body cameras were a major focus of the Charlotte City Council last night. The body is trying to work its way through a proposal to better enshrine civil liberties. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
There were no handouts to give details on the city's civil liberties proposal.
Number one, arbitrary profiling by law enforcement based on race, color, religion, sex, national origin, sexual orientation, disability, or political affiliation is unacceptable.
No slide to project behind the council members as they considered the plan. So Mayor Dan Claude Felter read it aloud to the sparse crowd.
Item two. A person's First Amendment rights to engage in political activity, to peaceably assemble, and to protest and engage in peaceful demonstrations should be fully respected.
The proposal would also bar the infiltration and monitoring of a group for political purposes and stresses the need for transparency by the police. The vote came quickly.
All right. Somebody in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
And it was unanimous. But this doesn't make the civil liberties proposal a done deal. The vote was for a comprehensive review to be done. Now, all this may seem like a theoretical exercise, but there are practical applications for this proposal now. At last night's meeting, the Charlotte Police Force asked for $7 million to purchase enough body cameras for every officer in the force. Major Stephen Willis told the council just when those cameras would be used.
Traffic stops, stop and frisk, arrest situations, uses of force,
among others, such as when a citizen requests the camera to be turned on. That led to this question by Councilman Al Austin.
So if a citizen requests that the camera be turned on, can an officer refuse? He cannot refuse?
He should not refuse by policy, but that certainly could occur.
Later this year, the cameras will have the ability to be turned on automatically, like when police sirens are flashing. But at first, it will be up to the officer to start or stop recording, and the videos would not be public record. After the meeting, Chief Rodney Monroe told reporters that was to protect citizens and officers alike.
Not every citizen would want these videos made public. And for the protection of an officer, they have that same right.
The civil liberties proposal is still working its way through the city council. The council will vote on the body cameras on January 26th. A number of council members said both measures are aimed at building public trust in Charlotte's police force. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.